आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस: प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी प्रिसाइड्स ओवर मीटिंग ऑफ कैबिनेट कमिटी ऑन सिक्योरिटी टू डिस्कस डेवलपमेंट्स इन नेपाल। इंडियन एयरलाइंस कैंसल्स फ्लाइट्स टू काठमांडू। Vice President elect CP Radhakrishnan describes his election to second highest constitutional post as victory of nationalistic ideology, vows to work towards making India a developed nation by 2047. ISRO says India has secured 9 major world records in space exploration and is on track to add 8 to 10 more in the coming years. US President Donald Trump says, looking forward to speak with my good friend Prime Minister Modi, expresses optimism of successful outcome from India-US trade talks. Israeli military confirms carrying out assassination attempt targeting top Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital Doha. And in cricket, Afghanistan beat Hong Kong by 94 runs in Asia Cup opener. Team India to begin their campaign today against hosts UAE in Dubai. Prime Minister Modi presided over a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security yesterday to discuss the developments in Nepal. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "Violence in Nepal is heartrending." Expressing his anguish on the loss of lives of the young in Nepal, Prime Minister Modi stressed that the stability, peace and prosperity of Nepal are of utmost importance. Mr. Modi also appealed to the citizens of Nepal to support peace. Government has advised Indian citizens to defer travel in Nepal until the situation stabilizes. In an advisory, the government has advised Indian citizens presently in Nepal to shelter in their current place of residence, avoid going out onto the streets, and exercise all due caution. It also advised to follow local safety advisories from Nepal authorities as well as the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. The government has also issued helpline numbers +977 980-860-2881 and +977 981-032-6134 of the Indian Embassy in Kathmandu. Indian Airlines, including Air India and IndiGo, have cancelled their flights to Kathmandu as the airport in Nepal's capital has been temporarily closed. Nepal Airlines also cancelled its flight from Delhi to Kathmandu yesterday. SpiceJet has also cancelled their flights to and from Kathmandu for today. IndiGo said that in the light of the current situation and the closure of Kathmandu Airport, all flights to and from Kathmandu stand cancelled until 1200 hours on September 10th. A source said one of the flights of Air India returned to the national capital yesterday as smoke was noticed at the Kathmandu Airport during final approach of the aircraft. Meanwhile, in Nepal, Gen Z representatives from various groups met with Army Chief Ashok Raj Sigdel late night at a military base to present their issues. A senior Nepali army officer interpreted this as an initial attempt to understand Genji's views rather than a formal negotiation. Let's go over to our Kathmandu correspondent Shweta Singh for more. Shweta, what is the latest update you have for our listeners from Nepal?
You see, Pramod, after Prime Minister Oli resigned here and President endorsed the resignation, Nepali Army took over Nepal at 10 p.m. to beef up its security and to secure the national integrity. At around midnight, Chief of Nepali Army Sigdil ji had invited a representative of Gen Z to meet in the Jangi Akhada, where he could understand the viewpoint of Gen Z and exactly what they want from current situation, what are the expectations. And you see, as Nepali Army took over Kathmandu Valley here, the people who were rioting, looting, approximately 26 people have been arrested by Nepali Army for looting Bhat Bhate in Radhe Radhe, looting Hyatt Hotel, and trying to steal from Banij Bank. So now Army is trying to bring peace in Valley, trying to control all those people who are looting in the garb of this protest. Back to you.
Thank you, Shweta, for that update. Vice President-elect C.P. Radhakrishnan has described his election to the second highest constitutional post as a victory of the nationalistic ideology and vowed to work towards making India a developed nation by 2047. He won the vice presidential election by a margin of 152 votes yesterday. Mr. Radhakrishnan bagged 452 votes, while his opponent B. Sudarshan Reddy got 300 votes.
Shri C.P. Radhakrishnan has secured 452 first preference votes. As the first preference vote secured by Shri C.P. Radhakrishnan was greater than the requisite quota, I, P.C. Modi, the returning officer for the Vice Presidential Election 2025, hereby declare that Shri C.P. Radhakrishnan has been duly elected to the office of Vice President of India.
In his first public remarks after the victory, the Vice President-elect Mr. Radhakrishnan said the opposition alliance had said that this election was an ideological fight, but from the voting pattern, we understand that the nationalistic ideology has emerged victorious.
Every post is important, but every post has its own limitations. We have to understand that and we have to work within that framework. It is the other side camp said it is an ideological fight, but from the voting pattern we understand the nationalistic ideology has overwhelmingly victorious.
Mr. Radhakrishnan said it is a victory for every Indian and everyone has to work together if we have to make India a developed nation by 2047. Here's a look at Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan's career profile.
Strongly rooted in the RSS and the BJP, Mr. Radhakrishnan brings along a rich political and administrative experience that will prove handy in his role as the ex-officio chairperson of Rajya Sabha. Seen as a soft-spoken and non-confrontational leader, 67-year-old Radhakrishnan succeeds Jagdeep Dhankard, who resigned as vice president on July 21st on health grounds. The victory of Radhakrishnan, a seasoned politician from Tamil Nadu, was a foregone conclusion to the ruling alliance's numerical edge. He is the third leader from Tamil Nadu to occupy the coveted post. Akhila News Desk.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Mr. Radhakrishnan on his election. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has said that India has secured 9 major world records in space exploration and is on track to add 8 to 10 more in the coming years. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Narayanan highlighted India's achievements from Chandrayaan missions to Mars orbiter mission and advancements in cryogenic technology. He said Mars orbiter mission in 2014 made India the first nation to reach Mars on its maiden attempt. In 2017, the PSLV C-37 created history by launching 104 satellites in a single mission. Mr. Narayanan said Chandrayaan-2 in 2019 placed the world's best orbiter camera around the moon, while Chandrayaan-3 in 2023 made India the first country to land a spacecraft near the lunar South Pole. He said between 2014 and 2017, India achieved 3 global records in cryogenic stage development, including the fastest maiden flight of LVM3 with a cryogenic stage in 28 months. Looking ahead, Mr. Narayanan said ISRO plans to achieve 8 to 10 additional world records in space technology. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the United States and India will continue negotiations to address trade barriers between the two countries. In a post on his social media platform, Truth Social, Trump said he's looking forward to speaking with my very good friend, Prime Minister Modi, in the upcoming weeks. President Trump expressed optimism that there will be no difficulty in coming to a successful conclusion for both of our great countries. The announcement comes weeks after the U.S. imposed a 50% tariff on Indian goods, including an additional 25% penalty on purchases of Russian oil. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India and the U.S. are close friends and natural partners. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed that he is confident that the trade negotiations between the two nations will pave the way for unlocking the limitless potential of the India-U.S. partnership. He further said that the teams at both sides are working to conclude these discussions at the earliest. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward on speaking with U.S. President Donald Trump soon. The Prime Minister expressed hope towards working together with President Trump to secure a brighter, more prosperous future for both the people of both the nations. Israeli military has confirmed carrying out an assassination attempt targeting top Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital Doha, where multiple explosions were reported yesterday. Both the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, and Israel's internal security agency, Shin Bet, acknowledged responsibility for the operation, marking the first known Israeli military action on Qatari soil. According to a statement from Hamas, the Israeli strike killed five of its members but failed to assassinate its negotiating delegation currently based in Doha. In a statement, Hamas held the U.S. jointly responsible for the attack, citing Washington's continued support for Israeli aggression and crimes against Hamas people. The Qatari Foreign Ministry has condemned the strike as a cowardly act, describing it as a blatant violation of international laws and norms. Meanwhile, the White House said the Israeli operation in Doha ran counter to President Donald Trump's efforts to achieve peace in Gaza. Briefing media, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt called the attack as unfortunate.
Unilaterally bombing inside Qatar, a sovereign nation and close ally of the United States that is working very hard and bravely taking risks with us to broker peace, does not advance Israel or America's goals. However, eliminating Hamas, who have profited off the misery of those living in Gaza, is a worthy goal.
India's expressed concern and called for restraint and diplomacy following the Israeli strikes in Doha. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said New Delhi is deeply concerned about the developments and their impact on the security situation in the region. It added that India strongly urges restraint and diplomacy to ensure that peace and security in the region are not endangered. Back home, Prime Minister Modi visited Himachal Pradesh and Punjab yesterday and reviewed the flood situation. He also conducted aerial survey of the flood, landslide and heavy rain-affected areas of the two states. In Himachal Pradesh, Prime Minister held a meeting with the state government on the damage caused and assesses the loss. The Prime Minister announced financial assistance of 1,500 crore rupees for Himachal Pradesh. A report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Himachal Pradesh has brought a sense of relief and reassurance to the disaster-affected people. By reaching ground zero, interacting with affected families and motivating relief workers, the Prime Minister demonstrated a strong gesture of solidarity. While meeting with the affected families, Mr. Modi offered his condolences and assured that the centre government would provide all possible support in rebuilding homes, schools, roads and other critical infrastructure. He also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees for the next of kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
For Punjab, the Prime Minister announced a financial assistance of 1,600 crore rupees in addition to 12,000 crores already in the state's kitty. In Jammu and Kashmir, the 270-kilometer-long strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44, the lifeline of Kashmir Valley, is likely to reopen for light motor vehicles today after remaining closed for 9 consecutive days. Afghanistan handed a massive 94-run defeat to Hong Kong in the opening match of the Asia Cup at Abu Dhabi in UAE last night. Opting to bat first, Afghanistan posted 188 for 6 in the allotted 20 overs, thanks to a 73-run knock by Saqidullah Atal and a 20-ball half-century by Azmatullah Omarzai. Today, Team India is set to begin its campaign against host UAE at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers headline the story of the turmoil in Nepal as protests against a short-lived ban on social media grew violent as protesters set fire to buildings that host government offices and Nepal's parliament in Kathmandu. Gen Z oust Oli as turmoil continues to engulf Nepal headlines the Hindustan Times. And finally, C.P. Radhakrishnan being elected as 15th vice president is widely covered on front pages of all dailies. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi presides over a meeting of Cabinet Committee on Security to discuss developments in Nepal. ISRO says India has secured 9 major world records in space exploration and is on track to add 8 to 10 more in coming years. US President Donald Trump says looking forward to speak with my good friend Prime Minister Modi, expresses optimism of successful outcome from India-US trade talks. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.